The Supreme Court's ruling in January 2010 declared that corporations are people, so they can spend money trying to influence elections. And corporations and unions have spent plenty.
The floodgates have opened, and democracy is drowning all across the country and here in Wisconsin, too.
Matt Rothschild is executive director of the liberal group Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. It tracks campaign spending in the state.
For instance, the Koch brothers have spent more than $5 million in this state, not only to help Scott Walker along, but also to get rid of a couple school board members all the way down at the Kenosha School Board. That's how far down ticket the money is going these days.
Rothschild also cites Gogebic Taconite, the Florida firm trying to open an iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. The company gave $700,000 to the Wisconsin Republican Party during the legislative recall elections in 2012.
And after those recalls, the Republicans in the legislature passed a mining bill that was partially drafted by the company, so it was a good investment for the company.
Rothschild also points to a decision federal judge Rudolph Randa issued last September, pushing the door open wider. He lifted the $10,000 cap on what an individual could give in one election cycle in Wisconsin. Rothschild says both rulings make ordinary citizens bystanders in the political process.
What person in Wisconsin, what average person in Wisconsin can take out their checkbook and write a check for $1 million and send it to the political party of their choice?
Chris Murray agrees some constituents may be losing out in the wake of Citizens United, although for a different reason. Murray is a lecturer with Marquette University's Les Aspin Center for Government. He says the new ability of candidates to raise loads of money seems to create a never-ending campaign cycle.
The time that they spend raising money is time that they can't spend doing other things, whether that be meeting with voters or if it's a member of Congress working on legislation or spending time in their district.
Even though liberals blame conservative groups and corporations for pumping big money into politics, Murray says that accusation is not completely fair. He says Democrats and unions have also been able to raise plenty. Look at President Obama's campaigns. They were the most expensive and successful fundraising operations ever. And Murray says it remains unclear how or if campaign contributions sway voters.
It's an easy argument to make that this money is leading to certain outcomes, but I think it's much more difficult to actually prove that.
One observer who sees a far-reaching impact of Citizens United is Rick Essenberg. He's founder of the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Essenberg says the ruling made clear that government cannot restrict giving to groups that advocate for issues or candidates. He calls it an important protection.
If you want to, you know, under certain circumstances, to have disclosure requirements so you know who's spending the money, that's one thing. But attempting to restrict it or limit it runs directly contrary to, you know, the very idea of having, you know, robust protection for freedom of speech.
At the state capitol today, Assemblywoman Lisa Subek is expected to introduce a bill that would place an advisory referendum on the November 2016 ballot. It would ask Wisconsin's congressional delegation to support an amendment to the U.S. Constitution essentially overturning Citizens United. Voters in Whitefish Bay and Shorewood passed similar advisory referenda in last spring's elections. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.